as the alarm kicks in for another day.
From the moment your feet hit the floor,
we've got all you need to know before heading out the front door.
Live from just around the corner,
to make the feel-good last,
this is Michael for breakfast.
That's Michael, and welcome to the perfect place to catch up on the big things in brekkie that you might have missed. Make sure you're always tuning in 6 a.m. and follow us on socials as well. On the way, we're catching up with our good mate Namo from Barreled Surf Podcast. Margaret River Pro is underway. It's on hold at the moment, but we caught up with Namo on day one of the action, and we did have surfers in the water, as well as a preview of some of the best from our region. We've also got Leah dropping in as our special investigation unit turns the attention on sibling crimes, and it seems like one of our own has committed a most heinous crime, as well as one of you lovely listeners, a most hilarious crime. First up, this is a really interesting story. You may have seen in headlines around various publications running for about a week or so. It's even made TV nationally, and it's all about a little town just outside of the southwest, Denmark. Outside of Denmark, this holidays, you may have seen a sign that said, hometown, not tourism town. And it's created a lot of heated debate. And I've actually tracked down Michelle Frantum, who is the owner of the sign, who helped sort of coordinate the sign. And she's runs a local community group, Denmark, Just Denmark. And I've got her on the line now. And Michelle, the slogan in particular, I think, is what people have taken umbrage with. Hometown, not tourism town. Can you tell us more?
It's pretty hard to have a slogan, a short slogan that people can read as they drive past. So we settled on that one, basically just to point out that, you know, Denmark is labelled a tourist town and people think of it as a tourist town. And it's actually not a tourist town. We do have tourism here. It's been here for a long time and nobody's arguing against that. But what we're pushing back against is the assumption that Denmark wouldn't exist without tourism, and that's actually incorrect.
Yeah, I've seen a bit of a breakdown in that tourism is your fourth economic driver in the area.
That's correct.
Which is obviously, that's great for Denmark that it's so healthy in other regards, but that's still, it's quite a significant amount that still comes through tourism, and you guys are definitely not saying to anyone, don't come, don't spend money here, because number four is still, you know, that's still a great part of your economy. What are you just trying to tell people to keep in mind when they come to town?
Okay, well, let's just get some figures out there. 32.3 million is what it contributes to the economy out of a total economic output for Denmark, which is 834 million. So it actually is quite a small part of the picture. Now, it is a significant part of the picture, though. I agree. We agree. Basically, we're not against tourists. You know, I've said in my post, you'll read my post on the Just Denmark page, I often talk to them and, you know, I surfed with them, you know, when I was surfing. So it's not like we hate tourists, but what we don't want is an oversupply of tourists, us saying it. It's, you know, we're representing the residents, a lot of the locals, but there's also businesses that are saying it. There was an article in the Denmark Bulletin, the local paper, interviewing one of the local cafes, and it's quite a large cafe, does really well, and they are just overwhelmed by the number of tourists in the town at the same time. It's basically that there's just too many people in the town at the same time and the infrastructure can't cope with it.
Do you think that there should be an effort to increase the infrastructure, or do you think it should be a more measured approach in terms of tourism growth?
Well, we're looking at the bigger picture too, and tourism's trashing the world pretty much if you actually look at the bigger picture. So, you know, we would like to push for more regenerative forms of tourism. Now, the local council has a sustainable tourism strategy, and that's actually not bad if they were implementing it, but it doesn't look like they are. It's always the issue with these, you know, all these great documents that they and reports that people write up. It's a matter of whether they actually stick to them.
Michelle, thanks so much for jumping on and having a chat, because, you know, I'm sure many through the southwest, you know, we have many towns that would be in a similar situation where they don't quite have everything they need to deal with the huge numbers that come through along our southwest coastline. And it definitely raises a lot of good questions and a lot of food for thought about where the future is for many towns. So thank you for having a chat and being so, you know, honest and transparent about the sign. The sign is gone now?
Yes, it didn't last very long. I kind of expected that. There's a lot of, there's a lot of angst in this town about, there's a lot of division about a lot of things in this town. People think it's this lovely hippie town, everyone gets on, but yeah, there's a bit going on here. People come down here because Denmark is Denmark. It's this lovely laid-back town. It's got a vibe about it, and that's what people enjoy. But it's going to get destroyed if we have any more tourists. I mean, this last Christmas was just insane. And your question about increasing infrastructure, that will change the town irrevocably. I mean, we have a large IGA here. We've pushed back against all sorts of things in this town, and we don't want a lot of infrastructure because it will change the town. It's a tiny town. So we just want it managed better. Yeah.
Michelle Frantum, thank you so much for jumping on and having a chat with us.
Thank you.
Michael, it is such a great day today. I don't know if you realise, but it's International Sibling Day. Woohoo!
Happy International Sibling Day to all the siblings.
I know. You didn't know where I was going to go. I know you were probably thinking, is it about chocolate? Is it about money? Do I give you a gift? No. We just celebrate how great it is to have family. I love my family. I've got two sisters.
Oh, I've got two sisters as well. An older and a younger. Are you in the middle?
Yeah.
I'm a middle child.
Yeah, except that usually means that I'm very traumatised, but I don't know what happened to you because you seem very...
I'm the only son, so you get a lot of love.
Okay, yeah, the chosen one. Anyway, I love this day because I really love celebrating family and siblings, and having sisters is the best.
Now, you say it's the best. I'm sure that's the case maybe from your side of things, but we actually, knowing that today was Sibling Day, we wanted to hear more from your sisters.
Oh.
One in particular.
No.
Your younger sister.
Yes.
I think she has a different vibe as to whether or not you are like a good sibling. Take a listen to what Sarah has to say about Leah.
Basically, Leah would, probably earlier than teens, Leah would hold me down on the floor, straddle me, and dig her knees into my arms so that I could not move, and then put her face over my face and threaten to spit on me. And she would drip it down, like let it come out of her mouth a little bit and suck it back up. It was the most traumatic thing I've ever been through in my life.
No!
You traumatised your sister.
It was simple wrestling, sir. Simple wrestling.
No, this is a heinous crime, and I think we need to investigate further.
Oh, no.
The sergeants are back.
The sergeants are here. Hello, sergeant.
G'day, sergeant. Welcome to the sibling victim unit.
Oh, no. I'm a victim. Wait.
No, you're a perpetrator. Dirty, dirty, bad sibling.
No, but...
You're on trial now.
Sarge.
Why did you torment your sister so? Spitting on her face.
I didn't actually ever spit. Okay, it was a threat of it. Like you just like go, is it gonna?
That's akin to torture. That
it's
is.
Not. It's just what siblings do. It's just family bants.
Look, I understand that there might be mitigating circumstances. So what would have caused you to do this?
I don't know. She's being paid.
That's it.
General power of being an older sibling.
Oh.
It's the dynamic. It's just what's you know, she was so great at everything. She was more loved than me.
Oh, okay. We're unpacking something else here.
A massage.
Violence from trauma.
No, I mean, look, it's not violence from trauma. It's rough.
It is for young Sarah. Ugh. It sounds like she's really carrying it to this day as well, by the way.
Is, but,
she doesn't let it go.
No, but the thing is, though, this is quite a normal thing. And I've actually heard from somebody else to back up my story that this is very normal in families. This is actually a friend of Sarah's, so I don't know what that means.
So she's heard this story.
Yes.
And said, well, actually.
I want to share my story about common sibling violence.
My brother used to shoot me with a BB gun and pin me down until I pissed myself, but I still love him. He's actually one of my best friends now, and I love being an auntie.
See?
You're off the hook. You can go. Case dismissed. Poor Kezia.
I know.
What the hell? Don't shoot your siblings with BB guns and hold them down.
Piss. Sorry, Kezia. Also, though...
What is this? That's terrible.
Sergeant, we need to escalate this to the detective squad.
Yeah, this is above my pay grade.
We're going to go to the UK where they live.
Yeah, I don't have jurisdiction there. I don't have jurisdiction. All I know is that that's possibly a hate crime.
But we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you.
Yeah.
If you have been a sibling victim unit. No, if you've been a victim.
We're the unit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
If you've been a victim.
We've got Emma on the line now. Emma, are you a victim?
No, I'm fessing up. I'm a perpetrator.
Oh, yes. A kindred perpetrator like myself. What have you done?
So I'm the oldest sister. I have a younger sister and a younger brother as well.
Yep.
But we grew up on a farm, and the rule was never go over to Dad's shed.
Ooh.
Okay.
So, you know, there's dangerous stuff in Dad's shed. And, my sister followed me over to the dad's shed, and she's 5 years younger, you know, annoying younger sister.
Of course.
And Dad had a cat trap in his shed. So we had a feral cat problem.
Yeah. I feel I know where this is going.
And so my sister followed me over to the shed, and I said to her, crawl in there and pull on that lever at the back end. So, she crawled in, she pulled the lever, the thing slammed shut, and I said, bye, and I left.
Oh, this is so good. Right. I mean, this is serious.
Guilty.
Oh, totally guilty. And she was probably only 4 at the time, so I was 9, I knew what I was doing. Oh.
But they just get under your skin, don't
they? They do. She followed me everywhere. That was payback.
Oh. Amazing.
She still doesn't forgive me to this day.
Oh, I know, same. Sarah's been going to hold me that grudge about threatening to spit on her, I think, for years.
Oh, yeah. Every time we talk, my sister's like, she put me in a cat trap.
That is the best. Thank you so much for sharing.
No worries.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, every time my eldest niece, my sister has 3 daughters, and every time my eldest niece does something bad, she's like, you've been talking to your niece.
Yes. Yeah, that's so good.
Passing down the knowledge.
Yes. Thank you for sharing. And look, we absolve you, but we're not the Pope, so.
No, I'm guilty as charged.
Yes, all right. Yes, you and me both. You and me both.
Thanks.
We're all good.
Thanks for calling.
Cheers.
Bye.
For everything extreme sports,
here's Namu from the Barreled Surf Podcast
on the Southwest Triple M.
And not only is it Namu, we've got him live from the Margaret River Pro this morning. How are we doing, mate?
Happy Margaret River Pro, Michael. How are you going today?
I'm pumped for this because it just sets the Southwest alight to have all the best of the world like here on our doorstep, surfing our breaks. And are we into the action already?
I tell you what, it's like Christmas time down here for me. We've actually got a start. We have the women in the water. I think we're up to round 1, heat 2. We've got Lakey Peterson, Sophie McCulloch, and someone else out in the water. I'm not exactly sure. I'm actually in the car park a little bit of a distance away, but I'm watching someone take off now. Big bottom turn, huge wrap off the top, and then wipes out. There you go.
With the call as well. Well done, mate.
You can tell I'm into it, can't you? So very, very small conditions, but there are contestable waves here. The wind is offshore. The swell's about 2 to 3 feet. We're going to have the first round of the ladies, and then we're going to move into the men. So it's all happening here. We've got jet skis. We've got all the infrastructure, the VIP area. It's all happening.
Now, there are a number of locals that will be out there, and who are we keeping our eye on?
I'll tell you what, we've actually been lucky enough to just grab Jack Robinson for a quick 5-minute chat for the podcast, and we'll actually bring you that for next week as well, to put on the program on Triple M. But yeah, we had a quick chat with Jack Robert. He's looking good. He's feeling good. He's looking magnificent. He's up and about. He's going to have a really, really strong contest, I reckon, looking at the way he's sort of feeling. And, yeah, we've also got Bronte McCauley. We haven't seen Bronte as yet, but we did also see Jacob Chipo Wilcox walking up towards the contest area. So, yeah, all the West Aussies that are in there are also up and about in the contest. Oh, and I should also mention we've got Yelling Up Surfer, Otis North, who won the trials last week and is also in the main event. So for West Australians in the competition, it is going to be an absolute blockbuster.
We absolutely love it. Get down and check it out, whether you're you know, a surfing nut like Namu or you're a nuffy like me. I think that it's, I think you just got to see it and get around it, because it is an awesome event that we have here in the Southwest. And, you know, we're really honoured to have so many great surfers come to the region, and they put on a good show. You know, the town of Margaret River, they always put on a great pro.
Thanks for that. Come down, have a glass of wine, have some delicious Margaret River foods, watch the surfing, get amongst it. You can't have much better. It's fantastic.
And if you want more of Namu, make sure you grab Barreled Surf Podcast. We'll look forward to your catch-up with Robbo there. That'll be sensational. There's always great chats on there. So, Namu, thanks so much for jumping on, and I'll let you hit the beach.
Thanks, mate. We'll catch you soon. Yew!
Thanks for stopping by for a little bite of brekkie. You can catch my full shows from 6 a.m. weekdays, and don't forget to follow us across all the socials. And you can even join the Everything Southwest group on Facebook, as that's a great way for you to get in touch. So I'll catch you through the week. We'll be back here for another bite of brekkie.